Day 79, Doorway to Destiny. Identity is the doorway to destiny, as quoted from the book Victor, Breaking Free from a Victim-Based Society by John H. Hovis, page 189. Why is knowing our identity so important? I believe it is because we will never really know why we were ever created until we know who we are. I once read somewhere that when we know who we are, we will know what to do. Unfortunately, too many of us spend all our time doing in order to try to determine who we are. That's so backwards to the logic that now makes so much sense in my life. Doing to determine who I am is a waste of time, since the results, good or bad, will never be enough to define the identity of a victor. The doorway to our destiny is our identity. Knowing who we are doesn't automatically make it so that we will find success in everything we do associated with our destiny. Going through the doorway that is our identity helps put things in perspective for those of us seeking to know who we are. That's why identity has to be based on something more tangible and lasting than how well we can do something in this life. I believe destiny is way too important to let it be defined by the successes and failures we will see in this life. If destiny is as important as I'm beginning to sense it to be, then having such a minuscule amount of time here on earth to complete that destiny seems to be such a waste. It is taking me over 5 decades to begin to get in touch with my destiny. Granted, I'm a slow learner, but what a waste of time. If destiny as we know it is so important to God, why would He wait so long to make it so that I could get in touch with my identity in ways I know is impacting my destiny? One thing I do know, God doesn't waste any time. Either these 5 decades of learning will make it possible to achieve my destiny in the time I have left here on earth, or God's plan for my destiny is something that will go on with me when I pass from this life to the next. Either way, I just can't lose. That's the power of an identity given to us by God. That's the power those of us seeking to live the life of a victor has at our fingertips. All I know is I'm so much more at peace knowing that my identity is the doorway to my destiny. I don't have to focus on the what when it comes to my life as much as God has let me concentrate on the who that defines my identity. I am His child, and that makes me a victor. Can I ever say that enough? Holding on to and applying this identity is what makes destiny possible in the first place. Trying to make my destiny happen without living in the fullness of who God has made me to be is an exercise in futility. Our Bible reading today paints an interesting picture of identity and destiny. You know me inside and out. You know every bone in my body. You know exactly how I was made, bit by bit, how I was sculpted from nothing into something. Like an open book, you watched me grow from conception to birth. All the stages of my life were spread out before you, the days of my life all prepared before I even lived one day. Psalm 139, 15 to 16, The Message. There is no one who knows you like God does. He literally knit you together in your mother's womb. I had someone quote this verse to me and showed me scientifically how true it is. He said that our DNA is literally knitted together. Half of the DNA ladder comes from the mom, half from the dad. We start as 2 cells coming together, and life begins as 2 strands of DNA connects in a way that gives us each and every trait that the world sees us to be. Our very identity is knit together in our mother's womb. Isn't that amazing? God knows who we are. Let's start listening to what He says about us. Our destiny depends on us coming into agreement with Him and letting the power of His creative touch happen through who we have been made to be. Our reading also speaks on destiny in a beautiful way. All the stages of our life were spread out before Him. He has seen the beginning of our life from the end. He knows where we started and where we will end up. Nothing comes as a surprise to the God that made us. These 50 years of finding out who I am hasn't been wasted. God saw it way before I was even a twinkle in my father's eye. I am exactly where God wants me to be. Do you know how freeing that is? It's time to go through your doorway into your destiny. That doorway is who you are. If you are still energized at the prospects of finding yourself by what you do, all I can say is, may God be with you. I hope that you are able to take this route and make it work. All I know is that this strategy hasn't worked for me and for countless others who have gone before me. Take time to celebrate your identity as God's child. Ask Him to show you what that means in your life as you go about your activities in work and at home. I'm not sure you will need to make many changes other than to curtail your own efforts at creating and implementing an identity for yourself. Your destiny is on the other side of that doorway you are standing in front of right now. That doorway is your identity. Live the life of the victor God has made you to be, and let your destiny be empowered by the forces available to us all who call ourselves children of the Most High God.